American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
It's done great things with allowing those ranchers to tell their story.
That's Ann Whitman, Executive Director of the Wyoming Beef Council, based in Cheyenne. She's really referring to how the Wyoming cattlemen and women feel about sustainability and how they're taking care of their animals and their environment.
Stewardship and sustainability and the definitions of those two words are sometimes confused in the consumer's eye. And so one of the most popular pages, actually the most popular page on our website.
I'll give that website to you now. That's wybeef.com. Wybeef.com. And you'll find a tab at the top of the page, Meet the Ranchers,
where we introduce people who have really never had contact with cattle or ranchers to ranchers. And it's done great things with allowing those ranchers to tell their story about how when there's a blizzard, there's no days off. School doesn't close for, and work doesn't close for ranchers during a blizzard. So those types of themes, very popular with today's consumer audience because they want to know where their food comes from, and they want to feel confident that it's raised responsibly, and we have a great story to tell.
Again, the website, just search for Wyoming Beef Council. Wyoming Beef Council. Whitman said the videos have been a labor of love.
Right, and we've been doing that for about 4 years. On the national level, they're also starting that, doing some of those, and it's been very popular. I think that's something that the Checkoff investors can be very proud of and get involved in.
And those videos bring in the entire family living on the ranch.
The whole industry really is tied to family. The perception of factory farming is really only a perception. 98% of cattle are raised on family farms, and most of those are multi-generational.
That's Ann Whitman, Executive Director of the Wyoming Beef Council, based in Cheyenne. Always more news at AmericanCattleNews.com. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.